Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Check it out. All right, come on. Fucking all the girls with Brazilian butt lifts on Teen Mom.
My lovely little lumps, or whatever it is.
Is that about my hemorrhoid?
Okay,
again?
Okay. It was a little bit of a reach. I'm talking about Leah's lumps.
Oh, her lump. Okay. I thought it was about my hemorrhoid again.
No. We're gonna steer clear of the poop talk.
And don't worry. Speaking of things going clear, it's clearing up.
Oh, good.
So yeah, I know. We're getting there.
Thought you were gonna go into like the Scientology going clear.
Yeah, I know, that was a weird turn of phrase for me to use.
All right, well, that's a dedication to Leah from Teen Mom's lump.
Oh my god,
which really is like the fifth girl of the season, sixth girl, fourth, however many girls are on the season.
When her like friend who's 60 years old walks in and she's like, I might need you to babysit, y'all says. And then she goes, she says to her, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Did you know that I have a lump on my breasts? And the woman's like, no. And Leah's like, well, I don't tell that many people about it. She said that straight face. Yeah, I don't really talk about it that much.
Or what about Thanksgiving dinner? Where Leah's like, I mean, I don't tell you girls how I'm so scared that I have cancer and I might die and leave you all alone.
Cut to Allie and Aaliyah, and Aaliyah's like has her like head on her hand, and she's like rolling her eyes. She's like, okay, mom.
Cool.
How about Addie in that scene though? She's so well behaved.
Oh my god. So you're gonna be dead?
And Leah's like, stop saying I'll be dead. I'm like, maybe choose a different tone there, Leah.
Right. And also, maybe look across the table at Allie, who has legitimate, actual health concerns, who just got told, hey, great news, you may live till you're 70.
God. And Leah's just laughing it off, because again, Addie's so charming.
She's hilarious. That little sissy. All right, well, where do we go from here? I mean, what's there to talk about Teen Mom, really?
Do you want to start off with Teen Mom?
Hmm?
You want to start off with Teen Mom?
Yeah, let's knock these ladies out of the way here.
Yeah.
But we have plenty to talk about if you are not a Teen Mom watcher, so maybe just skip ahead a little bit. I mean, I think our Teen Mom fandom who's been watching is just as underwhelmed as we are.
Except for Leah.
Oh, I mean, Leah delivers.
Oh, yeah. Who do you want to start with? Ashley, maybe? Ashley and Barr?
He didn't take his midterm.
I felt really bad for him in that moment. Because you could tell that wasn't being reenacted. He's like, oh, like his face just dropped. And I was like, fuck. It's like everyone has that nightmare like once a year or something where you just don't take a midterm or something.
I just thought it was scrolling credits at the end of the episode because I just saw words going down the screen.
Yeah. And I think he was just looking at like maybe a schedule and like he noticed that he
joke there. Because he has words written on his face. Like his face dropped. Words dropped.
He's getting those removed, you know.
Great. Good for him.
Good. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure
just not invested in them because I really fast forward through most of their stuff.
Yeah. They're too happy.
Yeah, whatever. Although their daughter is absolutely gorgeous. I would
say she's really
third in line behind our girl Brianna's daughters.
Yeah, yeah, no Vince Della.
Jade.
Is that it for Bar and Ashley? Something else must have happened.
Nope.
Ashley's hair always looks really good. I love the way she does, like, the... I don't know, what do you call it? Like, the... like.
Her edges, like the little
wispy things, wispies, and I think they take like a toothbrush and like kind of brush them down, and she does it in these really cool like designs. She just always looks good, and everyone else just looks like gutter trash. Like, Jade, what's the point of getting all this surgery if you're gonna sit around the house looking like worse than we did when we're podcasting?
She's just miserable. Her attitude makes her look depressed. She could paint her face and do her hair and look gorgeous, but her attitude, like you said, just makes her look just so
I mean, it's just resting dumb. Resting bitch face. I mean, like, that is just like a, I mean, I'd be miserable too if I had her life.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but I'm kind of on Sean's side here. Like, why everything is about you. You're it's just all about you. They don't want to put any energy towards their daughter, and that is why Chloe, in their eyes, acts up. I don't even think she's really acting up that much.
You don't?
It.
I would go insane if I was in that room.
Redirection. Stop doing that. Let's go play with this, or let's do this.
But right, they just don't want to play.
They just go, stop doing that, Chloe! Go to your room!
They curse at her.
Yeah.
Like, stop acting like an asshole.
Well, then tell her what to do. They just always tell her, don't do this, don't do that, don't do this.
Fix your attitude.
Yeah, they just don't show her or tell her what is the good thing to do, what is the right thing to do.
Well, the scene opens with her putting fucking Cheerios down her asshole, and then her hitting the dog. So automatically, I was like,
because they don't show her how to play.
I know. No, I agree with you.
I said this last week. No one really enjoys getting down to play with their kids. Okay. It can be fun. It's cute. It's charming. Now, I had good times playing with my kids, but it's not like you wake up in the morning and you're like, oh my God, I cannot wait to play Barbies. God, I can't wait.
I would say some moms do.
Okay, great. That's fine.
I mean, not,
but it's also
me.
What you signed up for. This is part of parenting. You're going to have to do things you don't want to do. And I understand she's tired when she comes home from work, but that doesn't mean that you get to come home from work, sit on the couch, and just watch something with Chloe.
Yeah, she's like, I've been up since this morning working, and then I come home and I still have to work. I'm like, yeah, that's because you're a mom.
Because you chose to have kids, right? That's part of the deal. It just is.
Yeah. I like the part where they really break the fourth wall, and Sean's like, you're the one that signed us up for this fucking show. And she's like, well, you don't have any problem cashing the checks, do you?
True on both accounts.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oof.
I think they're just hanging in there till like they get like a season 3 or 4 and they get like a really big salary bump. But I don't know how long. We save this every year.
A bigger screen TV for her room so they can just have her entertain herself in there.
Well, I was actually shocked, though, the very first time that Chloe was acting horrible with the Cheerios, Jade drags her into the bedroom, and she's like, okay, like, enough, good night, and, like, she leaves the room, and it was silent in there. Like, Chloe wasn't screaming or anything, which was shocking to me.
Who knows what she's doing in there? It's absolutely not the first time she's put stuff in her diaper. I'm sure she's in her room. That's what she's doing to entertain herself. She's just, like, messing around. She's never been taught. It's really sad.
In any clothes. Never. I never see her in clothes.
It's sad, honestly. It really is. If they got her even into... I've said this last week, and not that this is a parenting podcast, but sign up for some sort of once or twice a week toddler play group music class, whatever. Something.
Yeah, those were actually kind of fun. I mean, I used
They're
to work
the
at
bare
one.
Minimum
it,
for
it's
her.
Fun to go to with your kids, kind of. I mean, it's...
Yeah, and it gets you out of the house. And you're doing something with your kid, but you're not having to think up some craft that really you're doing that they're not doing.
Well, and also if you do like a, you know, a play and learn class or like something where they're like kind of in like the big gym area, you don't really even have to do anything. You can stand with the other moms at the side because the teacher is in charge of everything.
Yeah, I'm certain.
You just have to participate in parachute time.
Yeah, the YMCA, a park district, whatever the hell. Just Google something, a meetup group. you will find something to do in the area.
Yeah, and I feel like Chloe, if she goes to daycare and stuff, she's going to be like a hitter and a biter. Like, oh, she hits absolutely. Other kids.
Because she doesn't know. She's never been taught how to act. She just gets told, don't do this, don't do that.
And you can just see how Christy used to parent Jade with just yelling.
Oh, Jade was Chloe when she was younger.
Yeah.
So that's what she thinks is the right thing to do. Okay, that's going to get real depressing. Kale, we see Chris's face. And he gets in the car and he's an asshole.
This is really weird. This is so weird. Because I thought that they were going to fight at first. Because he's like, I'm going to see you later. Or I'll see you tomorrow. She's like, you're not going to see him tomorrow. And he's like, I sure am when I drop off my other son. And she's like, no, he's going to be asleep. And then Chris says something kind of like flirty. And then Kale turns back around. And she has like the happiest look
on
her face.
Big old smile on her face. Yep.
And then he like gets in the car with her. And then he's just cursing and cursing and cursing and cursing so that, and he's like, well, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? They can't show me. And she's like, yeah, they most certainly can because you're on camera right now. And he's like, well, what if I just keep saying the F word? She's like, then they're just going to bleep. What can I say it? They're just going to bleep it. It was a weird, weird moment. Like, what was that? Who was he trolling
there? It's their foreplay.
They definitely fuck later. Because she was loving every second of that.
I was more upset about him leaving garbage in her car. I would have rolled down my window and thrown that fucking bottle out.
Can you take this with you?
Yeah. Like, I've been pissed.
At him. Yeah.
The bottle pissed me off more than anything. Don't come in my cart and leave your freaking trash.
I was surprised to see him actually seem to like his kids, though.
Yeah. I did think it was interesting that he very quickly got rid of Creed. He was like, oh, Creed wants to go see his brother. Bye. You're taking him with you.
Lux.
Or, what's his name? Okay, whatever.
Lux is the older one.
Okay, Russell Creed.
Lux Russell. Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay, I gotta say, Chris is really good looking.
Yeah, he's all right. You know who I'm more into lately? Yeah. Although he's not... He's a little too good looking or a little too smooth for me. That Lewis. Doma T Pongo from MTV True Life Crime.
Okay, we're going to talk about that. He's got chills in my body.
I know. I can't wait for it to be nighttime so I don't feel guilty about staying inside. So
Me and Jody actually did really well this week at actually, because we recommend stuff to each other all day long. And we both like did watch like a lot of the stuff that we suggested to each other.
Yeah. I mean, I'll never watch the Doughboys stuff that you sent to me, as if I really care. But, I mean,
I'm sending you really funny stuff.
It's cute how hopeful you are that I'm going to actually follow through and watch some of it. Okay, but before we go on to that, let's get Brianna out of the way here.
Okay, so I've been seeing a lot of stuff online about, and I think Liz said this on Feathers in My Hair, that just, like, it's so upsetting to watch her scream at her kid like this. And I was like, I didn't say this was that bad. She was down. She was like, look at me. This seems to be like what you always say to do is get down on their level, look them in the eye, explain to them what they're doing wrong. I was like, okay, but like what would you have?
The only thing...
people were like disturbed by it. It was so sad. I'm like, well, sometimes kids need to be given a little talking
to. Okay, I'm going to say with Stella, she absolutely has more of like a stubborn, outspoken personality.
She's like Britney.
Yeah, I was gonna say she's Britney and like Nova is Brianna. The non-confrontational, just keep quiet, let it blow over. And sometimes kids need that stern sort of talking to. And I guarantee before they film, I know Brianna is the type of mom that does talk to Nova and Stella and say, the cameras are here. You need to be on your best behavior. I don't want you to be doing this and this and that. And sure, Stella is young and everything, but she does know that she should not be going under the table and screaming and yelling and scribbling and looking like that. So I would have done the exact same thing as Brianna. The only thing I would have done different that maybe we didn't see, because I mean, MTV, it wants ratings and of course they're gonna do these girls dirty, is I would have followed up in the bathroom after she was wiping off her tears in there and be like, okay, now let's take a second, give me a hug. I love you.
Yeah.
I know you don't want to do this, but you cannot be acting like that.
Yeah, that's very super nanny of you.
Well, I mean, you follow it up with a, like, okay, we're on the same page here. I understand why you did that, but you cannot be acting like that.
Yeah, after timeout, she goes, you go up to them and you get down on the level and you say, okay, give me a huggies and we'll have some cuddles. Have some cuddles and kisses. And you tell me you're sorry.
Yeah, that's the only difference I would have done. But I didn't she think probably it was that did. Bad. I wasn't
I'm
disturbed.
Sure she did after. I'm sure, like, later she was like, okay, Stella, like, I'm sorry that I yelled at you. Also, I think this was triggered by the fact that Stella clearly fucking hates Louis because he's terrifying because he's like, hi, Stella.
Oh, I know. He always goes creeper.
He's so bad.
He always comes in quiet,
kids.
Like, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, it's more like you can like feel the energy in the room, just like,
you're
oh god
right. And he always goes like, Stella, just the way he says it is like sing-songy. Ooh.
Dude, like, I fucking can't stand kids, but I know for 100% fact that I'm way better with kids than Lewis is, who has two of his own.
Mm-hmm. Listen, people would have been pissed off if Brianna was like, okay, well, if you don't want to see him, you don't have to see him. They'd have been like,
no,
Brianna
is damned if she do, damned
yeah,
if
exactly.
she don't. Always with all these people.
As a mom and a former teacher and having spent my entire life working with kids, I was not disturbed. She wasn't hitting her. She wasn't. I'm more disturbed by Jade, 100%.
Yeah, she wasn't yanking her. And, like, the thing with Jade is you could tell that if the cameras weren't there, she would have been, like, yanking.
Her. Absolutely. Yeah. She would have smacked her.
Uh-huh. Oh, spanking definitely happens in that house. And again, neither of us have a problem with spanking, but this seems like the kind of spanking that happens on a daily basis to the point where it doesn't mean anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, so. Brianna wasn't just yelling at her like, no. She was telling her, you don't get under the table.
Yeah.
Don't look like that.
You're being disrespectful, and I don't
exactly,
like it.
That's exactly,
I thought
she
was
telling
fine.
Her exactly what she didn't like.
It's because it's Brianna. If this was Chelsea, everyone would have been like, well, actually, no, because that one time where she yells at Aubrey because she's playing with the ducks, and Chelsea comes out and it's just like, get away. Like, it was like she had to go on like high alert the next day and like damage control, and Randy had to do damage control.
No, she was absolutely fine, and she put it on Stella to pull herself together. Like, you are going to take a minute to get yourself together. It's not going to be me, like, dragging you into a room or...
And she took her into the bathroom to wash off her tears, which I thought was tender. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go wash your tears. I don't know. I thought it was fine. This was fine.
I thought it was absolutely fine. Again, the only thing I would have changed was to follow up with a hug. And again, I'm feeling
sure
Brianna's a very affectionate mom. She did.
Of course. Yeah. I love when Brittany, when Castella's already kind of in a mood, and Brianna's like, okay, I'm going to go to the grocery store. And Brittany's like, who she's in a mood today. And I love it because you know who she's going to give that to is
her
Lewis.
Father.
Her father. You know
yep.
who she's going to send that right back to?
Yep.
I love it. Yep. I also love that they're both always in bike shorts and oversized t-shirts. Like huge t-shirts.
Can
like, what size do you think
back?
Those are? Those have got to be, like, 4XL.
I think they're actually much smaller than they look on TV, so I bet you that's a 2XL.
Okay, but they're, like, huge.
Which, like,
especially
I mean, I
Brittany.
Could go to, like, a 3 or a 4.
Huh?
I could go to, like, a 3 or a 4XL.
And just hanging
I'm off. So tiny.
That Macy shirt that I bought you,
do you
that's
know
the
how
best size
tempting it is to wear that out in public? But, like, I can't.
But it says petty bitch on it, yeah. I'm like, why can't you? But, yeah, it's
well, I'm afraid people be like, oh my God, she bought that from Macy T-Mall. Like, if I saw another girl wearing that in the grocery store.
I don't think anyone would recognize, it's not the swearing, it's the fact that you don't want to be affiliated with Macy.
Right, things that matter. Okay. I mean, if you were out in public and you saw a woman wearing a TTM, wouldn't she be like, oh,
I would
God.
Absolutely walk right up to her.
But you wouldn't know if she's wearing it ironically, like we would wear it, or if she was really like a Macy
stan. I would be like, tell me everything. tell me the whole story into what got you in the store today wearing that shirt. Go.
Okay, well, this is why we're friends.
And then I'd be like, I have a Teen Mom podcast. And she'd be like, oh, of course, Amanda, you're Amanda from Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom.
I would love that. I would love that. But I don't think I would get that.
That show that's been on a, year-long hiatus. It's coming back next month.
All right. Okay, is that it? I think we've wrapped up Teen Mom.
We didn't do Leah.
Oh, I thought we kind of did with her lump.
Oh, no, I really want to
okay,
knock right. this out here.
Go for it.
So how was the very first scene with Leah? I mean, okay, it's tumor time. It's kicking it in for
tumor
time.
Yep.
Turd time. She, well, what's the very first scene here? She just talking about the tumor again?
She's always talking about the fucking tumor, where she's like, right. I don't know if I'm, like, holding back my emotions. Like, I have emotions about it, but I'm not very emotional. because I'm very emotional, because I don't have emotions. Like,
yes, yeah.
Pick a lane. Decide.
Her big
advocate, do you not care?
Her advocacy, this... Also, it's funny watching, like, what they show at the beginning of the episode, like, last time on Teen Mom, so that they like, you know, like, okay, this episode's going to be about this. And she's, like, talking about her well. And for anyone who doesn't know, I did have a cocaine addiction.
Cocaine?
I think she says cocaine. I was, like, I was walking around the house, like, cleaning during this. I thought I heard her say cocaine, but I don't remember actually saying it in the episode. But anyway, opiate. She had an addiction. So I'm like, okay, so this is obviously... I thought she was going to launch her... Talk about her new lifestyle brand.
Life coaching.
Like, what's it called again? It's like shooting for the heavenly sky or something like that. Lame. Shooting and up and she's trying to copyright. Yeah, yeah.
It was like gaining for the stars.
Something about moving up. So she's talking to someone about the tumors is, and it's her follow-up appointment. And then we have Thanksgiving, which is, she did not do this. No. Like, she had a basket of
that
rolls.
Spread.
Like,
that
there was, like, a basket. She had a basket with a tea towel in it. What? And Liz said this on Feathers in My Hair, is that Leah had said on Kale's podcast about how she's so thin because she's a vegetarian and she can eat whatever she wants. And she works out all the time. I'm like, you do not work out. You never mention working out again. And now this episode
out,
she does.
We would see her in all the gear.
Oh, and it would be three episode arc about
of her
fitness
going for
and wellnesses.
Yeah, run. That one time she went for a run.
That was Macy.
No, I'm saying if she were into fitness, it would all be about, like, her going on a run or running with the girls, because I need to be a good example for the girls.
No,
she would be doing
a run for the cause of, like, for, like, research.
For the cure.
It would be like the Susan G. Komen because of the tumor.
Oh my!
Stop calling it a tumor.
That she would be like on the front line with real breast cancer survivors, and she'd be up there with her two stitch little scar from her scope, and be like, "Yes, y'all, I'm one of you."
I'm like, she's standing around women who, like, don't have their hair and they've, like, overcome. Like, but, okay, so we're at Thanksgiving. And Addie, this was the most, like, I don't know how long this dinner went, but they really spliced everything together to make Addie look the worst ever. Because she's like, who wants to do prayer? All of a sudden, now they do prayer.
They're all like, a what? Uh-huh. Wait. They've never said grace or a prayer in their life.
Right. So Addie's like, I want to do it! So she's like, mugging to the camera, food, you do it now, Mom. I like, what would you say to that? Like, no, you said you were going to do prayer. Continue.
I take it seriously. I have no energy for her. I might turn into Jade and just, like, grab her like Chloe and just be like, get in there. You're done.
So Leah, this whole time, is holding a fork full of, I want to say, stuffing. Did that not look like a bunch of
stuffing?
Something
that was straight from a pot that she
It was stovetop stuffing.
Oh, God, that's so sad.
She had, like, a huge thing. And I'm like, oh, so you're eating that during the day, and then you, just because you're vegetarian, you don't. Also, I don't think she is
also
a vegetarian.
Just admit that you're blessed
naturally
with a tiny
skinny
frame.
Exactly. Yes.
Just say it.
I can't imagine having the balls to say that with Kale sitting in front of you. Who's like been struggling her whole life with this, and with also being like a tall ass woman. Leah has the balls to say, "Oh no, I just eat whatever I want. I just don't eat meat." So then, Allie can't cut her food. What are you doing?
I'm looking up Leah's Instagram or something.
Or like
she's trying to raise money for Cure Rare Disease. She has a goal of $100,000, and hey, listen, so far she has $1,036.
Oh my God, that's 1% actually really
there,
sad.
Guys. Is that 1%? Whatever. I'm trying to see where her little bio is.
That was on Feathers in My Hair.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the life coaching.
Yeah, that's where I saw that.
Oh,
that was on the Ashley.
Sorry about that.
Go higher with purpose.
Go higher. With purpose.
Yeah.
Move upward with
Do you think that, like, when she thought of that, she was like, oh my god, that is so good. That is so good. That's perfect. So Allie can't cut her food. And Leah, who's dressed to the nines.
Oh, I mean, the makeup.
Yeah.
Was poundage.
The girl, Allie's wearing, like, a little hat. Allie looks really cute.
She's wearing, like, New York on Family Therapy.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. So she can't cut her food, and Leah's like, okay, well, no, I'll help you. And then Addie's like, I want to help.
No, sit down, you little bitch.
And then Leah lets her. She lets her come over and try to help. Yeah, no,
don't make her feel like shit
knife.
Having her yeah. little sister come and cut her food
God,
for her.
Addie sucks. And Addie goes, no, I need to help, because pretty soon you're going to be dead, and I'm going to have to do this. And the both twins were like, like, they were disgusted by it.
What did I expect you? I was like, you want to know what I would have said? Oh, I'm going to be dead? You want to know who's going to be dead if they yeah. don't fix that smart mouth of yours?
She's loving it. And she says it. Mm-hmm. She goes, she's going to die. She goes, and Leah's like, stop saying I'm going to die. Like,
you little.
Because
I take care of myself. And for example, I'm going for this doctor's appointment. Now, I haven't told y'all.
No, did you not miss when she said, I take care of myself, I take care of my mind, and my well-beings is, and I work out, and then in the background, Addie goes, and you vape.
Did you not hear that?
And then Leah talked right over it, but the camera sure did catch it.
Oh,
and
that's awesome.
And you vape, and Leah's like, and anyway, speaking of which, I don't want to scare y'all at Thanksgiving dinner. This is the perfect place to bring this up. The tumor on my breasts that could be cancer,
I told you 6 months ago was nothing, and you shouldn't worry about yeah. it. Well, it's back.
Yeah, she's like, and I go to all my doctor's appointments, except I think the last tumor episode, she skipped a doctor's appointment for some reason. She decided not to go. Also, you don't have health insurance.
Just, God, I mean, and she's like, my fear is that you girls would just be alone, and I want to make sure that I'm here for the rest of your lives. Can we not talk about this over Thanksgiving dinner? And also, can we just ponder what happened when the cameras turned off? Did Leah then offer the crew to sit down and enjoy this delicious meal that she made by hand?
Do you think she made this by hand, or do you think this was picked up at Boston Market?
I hope Boston Market. Well, we know the stovetop stuffing was that, made no, with her
That
her
looks like Boston Market.
Hands.
That looks like Boston Market stuffing, though.
Oh, she just dumped it in the pot. It was like,
oh, I totally. And then she bought some rolls and like put it in a basket with the tablecloth.
Okay, well, even if it was, would you eat that off of that table? Off of Leah's table? I wouldn't. Because you know there's been like a... Well... You wouldn't care if there was a cat in there, but
I mean,
there's been a cat.
I'm sure I have a full hairball in my stomach.
There's been Addie's little sticky fingers.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
she lets Addie. One of the grossest things is watching little kids help make Rice Krispies. For some reason, like that image sticks out in my head where I'm like, ugh.
Wait, how did they help?
They just mix it, but just Rice Krispies, I just think are disgusting.
I know.
Well, and then they're always sitting up on the counter in bare feet, rubbing their nasty feet all over the place. That's how I imagine. Or when you let kids like help like roll cookies and stuff, I'd be like, I'm not eating.
Yeah, mine don't
do
that
at all. Well, I would. They can now.
Oh, okay, listen, mine don't do that just because I'm so anal and uptight. I'm like,
oh, yeah,
I was never allowed
in the
kitchen.
It's
gotta be symmetrical. Oh, like I just start like cringing. I'm like, oh god, I can't.
Totally.
But, like, Christmas time, if they decorate something, like they get their own and they decorate it. And, like, I won't even
eat
it.
That's cute. That's good.
I'm not gonna
serve
it to other people.
So
every teacher knows this, that like with the kids now they don't do this anymore because of allergies and all, of course, COVID. You know, the kids would go around and they'd give their birthday treats, you know, to their class, and they go to the other teachers in the classroom, and you'd have like your former students come in and be like, oh, I brought cookies for my birthday, or like donuts or something, and there's just like fingerprints all over, and it's always like, ooh, this is so tasty, I'm gonna save this for after school.
Save this as a special treat.
And then at the end of the day you're just like right in the trash can, and then you gotta put things over it in case they come back. There's always that like covered up, no evidence left behind, and then it's like thing. Oh, so
that
good.
Cupcake was
right
so
up.
Good. So one more thing that Addie says here, she's not done talking about Leah dying. Is Leah's talking about her tumor, her breast is his tumor, and Addie goes, "So are you gonna die?" And Leah goes, "No, I'm not gonna die because I keep up the vaping." She says it three times
with the vape,
and you vape. I mean, that's funny. That was because really funny.
Because you know Addie has gone in there and been like, ooh, what are you doing? She's probably like, I'm vaping, but it's good. It's not cigarettes.
It's healthy for you.
Like, absolutely.
What do you think she's vaping? Do you think it's nicotine or weed? Oh, she's doing it. She definitely smokes
both. I don't know
what's
in a vape, so don't ask me.
You can put either.
So you could just, like, pack your own vape with something?
Yeah, like you can buy a vape and then they make like nicotine oil or like THC CBD oil, okay. So you can put it in either.
She's probably doing both.
When I was doing Jerry's Girls in Florida during intermission, we would all just stand out in the like outside the stage door, and we would all just pass around a vape through all of intermission.
They were around. When did vape start? Like, when did they?
That was like 2013, so it was a new.
It's
it was
that 3-year age gap.
But I can still smell like that amazing like marijuana vape smell, and it was awesome. Oh. And then Act Two, we were all just beyond stoned on stage.
Well, you better get your breast exams, because maybe you have a totally fine tumor like Leah now.
Well, so then next scene, she's at the computer. I think they're in that other house that she's renting.
Yeah, what is this? But that looks like a different room than the room that we originally saw with the roommate who they needed a new office. Like, I think she got three different properties because it looked completely different. It was a different sitting area.
This might be at the babysitter's house. And she's like, can I just set up and pretend that I... So
maybe.
The woman walks in and it's Leah's friend. Just say this is Leah's babysitter.
Leah's nanny. Right.
Yeah. Nanny. It's like with Kaylin's nanny that they always say friend.
Right. Her friend.
Jesus. Like, why do we don't care about this woman. This old ass woman walks in. She's like, so what's up? And Leah's like, hey. Yeah. And she said, did you know that I had a tumor? And the woman's like, no.
Oh, sure.
I don't talk about it much. I don't really talk about it much. Also, this is the same scene as before because she's wearing that gray turtleneck with like the cutout in it.
And she's got mini cupcakes sitting out on this tray. Like she's trying to be like a Kardashian or something where she's got mini cupcakes sitting out, but they're not enclosed. So those things would go stale in a day. Those aren't sitting out.
And then she starts crying with this woman.
She's
again,
so
loudly talking about how she thinks she's going to die. The kids are in the house. They're, like, in the next room.
I mean,
my
biggest fear as their mother is that they would have no mother because I'd be dead and I'd leave them behind. Yeah, so is every mother's, Leah. Jesus.
Yes. So I just don't know what would happen to them. Like, realistically, they'd go live with Corey.
They'd go live with their dad, who they're with 70% of the time anyway.
Yeah, because he has custody and
cool.
You don't.
All right, can we move on?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know you have plenty to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to throw this out there for those of you who are on TikTok. I have a new obsession. I haven't even told you about this.
Okay.
I stumbled into magnet fishing TikTok. Do you know what this is? You look so... Your face is like, ugh.
I think I might have... Is this like a toy?
No, it's these people who have like these super powerful magnets, okay? But it's like the size of their hand. But somehow they can handle it, and it can pull up through river bottom sludge and ocean sand and sludge, like thousands of pounds. And so they just throw it into these streams and rivers, and they can just pull up stuff. And there's, just search the hashtag magnet fishing, and it's like your pimple popper.
I think it's going to come up on my algorithm now anyway, because we're talking about it here. So
it does, because TikTok is always
listening.
It'll
be the first thing that,
it's so addicting. I mean, the things that they pull up. One guy pulled up a car wash, like a huge metal car wash register thing.
Oh.
And people, and then a gun. And so they had to call the police, and the police came. And I know,
pretty
like,
cool.
Oh, it was so good. It's just really addicting. You got to go and look. It's amazing.
Yeah. I really want to thank you for showing me or sending me that one of like that bride and groom jumping off something, and then it in slow motion shows her foot breaking in half or her ankle breaking. I was like, why did you send me that?
I think my niece sent that to me because she knows I love wipeout videos. I get so many a day.
I don't
want to
see somebody's leg breaking.
No, this was wild.
They were
doing a photography thing where the photographer had him standing just like on a little tiny step or a platform. And so she was going to get like an action shot of them jumping like, yay, we did it. But the bride is wearing heels, so she jumps up and she just comes down her ankle, like 90 degree from ankle to leg bone. It was disgusting.
And they slow it down, yeah. It
was, and just her face is like, ooh. And of course the groom is like already walking away after he landed. Yeah. He takes a couple steps before he looks back.
Okay, let's look at what I have here. So we're done with Teen Mom.
Have you heard about the Britney stuff going on? How she's just going for Jamie Lynn now? That little bitch.
She posted this insane Instagram post yesterday. Britney did.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
It was the red. Like, the may God look upon your mean ass soul. Because that was in response to Jamie Lynn's.
No, it was more like, hey, for all of you haters, like, it was just riddled with all these curses and stuff. And yeah, and then people in the comments were like, fuck Jamie Lynn, fuck Jamie Lynn.
Okay. Yeah, Jamie Lynn's a little bitch. And how dare she say anything about Britney when, let's be honest, the whole reason you got your little Jamie Lynn 101 or whatever her stupid show was.
Zoe 101, maybe?
Yeah. Was because you're Britney Spears' little sister.
Yeah, no other reason.
Yeah, just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah,
I mean, this is the worst time for anyone to be going after Britney. So why?
It's a developing story, though. Things are changing like daily, apparently. So
yeah, and guess what else I found out? Thanks to TikTok, and now this is going to be my cause. Guess who else has been like Mr. Jamie Spears all these years? The one and only Selena Quintanilla's dad. Apparently, he's Jamie Spears' OG. That he's a huge asshole, and that just mere days after our dear Selena was shot down by Yolanda, he called Salma Hayek, like 6 days after Selena was killed, and asked her to play Selena in the movie. Yeah.
That's rough.
And at the Selena Museum, Mr. Quintanilla, I think his name is Abraham, he's just like a huge asshole to everyone. And he's like, oh, don't take pictures of things. That you can take pictures. But then he acts like a big tough guy in front of cameras. It's just real creepy, money grabby. So we got our eyes on you. We're coming for Jamie Spears and Abraham Quintanilla. R.I.P. Selena.
It's a good movie.
And I'm not even saying that like jokingly. Like I really, I mean, Amanda, you know, I love Selena so much. Yeah. Her songs play every huge moment of my life. It's the soundtrack of like 1994 to present.
All right. Well, I have a follow-up news here related to the David Schwimmer feud.
Oh God, here
with
we
the
go.
Monkey. But it's another actor.
Has Marcel spoken again?
No, Marcel has not spoken. Oh, by the way, that monkey's name was Katie. I remembered it the second we stopped recording last week.
Okay.
So I just wanted to, but okay, here we go. You know Stranger Things?
Oh, the show? Yes.
Do you know who David Harbour is? He plays the cop.
I do not.
Okay, well, anyway, this is the headline. David Harbour asked for Stranger Things to kill off the Byers family's dog.
What?
Yeah, he's
explain this to me like I'm five.
Okay, so apparently there's a dog in the show. And it's another feud, Jody. Amid the chaos and demigorgon-driven horror of Stranger Things, it might be easy to miss that the Byers family had a dog named Chester. And then all of a sudden they don't. David Harbour, who plays Hawkins Police Chief Jim Hopper on the show, reveals he requested the dog be killed off at some point during the first season. Here's his quote. I hated that fucking dog so bad, he says during his appearance on Hot Ones. Take after take, it would like wander off or do something.
Oh my God.
So people are, and he goes, Harbour went to whoever was in charge of Chester's fate and told them how he would like to handle the pooch's character arc. I was like, you know, the Byers should probably have that dog put to sleep, he says. We never talk about it the whole rest of the show. And he's the white, scruffy, wire-haired dog mainly appeared to point out when things were amiss and spent most of his time on screen barking at something. So people are going crazy over this, too.
This is going to be huge. This is going to be everywhere.
And I love that he admitted this on Hot Ones.
I hated that fucking dog
so much. See, I think the wings get you to spill those hot. Do you know what Hot Ones is?
No.
It's a show where like you eat wings with the host,
and
they just get hotter and hotter.
About this.
But
yeah.
There's a hilarious Maya Rudolph sketch from like just this past year of her playing Beyonce.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.
They doing hot ones.
Oh, and that's what you sent to me.
Yeah, and she goes, ooh, this wink came correct. And he's like, it's such an honor to have you there. And she goes, I know. She goes, my sister Solange loves this show. I just can't tell if it's beneath me. But it's just awesome. Everyone should watch it. But, so that's just, I mean, all these celebrities are coming out hating animals and people are not liking it.
Somebody wasn't liking it. What's that from? You gotta say it.
It's from American Idol. Obviously, it's a.
But what? What's the name?
Adore Delano.
Adore. Okay, that's what it
was.
Yes,
God, that's been
somebody
so long.
Wasn't liking it.
Oh God. Okay.
I miss the Soup.
I do too.
They would always play that clip on the Soup.
Mm-hmm. They played a lot of Teen Mom clips too on there too, which I love. Okay, so Shrill. I want to talk about Shrill. Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't gotten a chance.
Oh, it's really that second season was like you don't really even need to watch it. This whole third season is so good. Like really? love, and it's the end like of the whole series now. And the way it ended was so cool because it kind of doesn't really have an ending, but it's just kind of oh yeah, life kind of goes on.
Now, A.D. Bryant, she's still on SNL, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she might. I have a feeling she might be.
There was that weird
soon.
Episode where a bunch of them kind of.
Where it was like her,
to...
Kate, and A.D. and Kenan did like some weird introduction.
Yeah.
And it seemed like. But I feel like when all of them leave, especially Kenan, they're going to have like a big send off.
Oh, I would think so. Especially Kenan.
But Kenan just got renewed for the second season of his show, which is actually a really good show. I watch it. It's fine.
Okay.
There's no laugh track. And it's good. It's Kenan.
I like that. I mean, he is funny.
Okay, my next note is David Pumpkins, and I don't know why. I probably was just
David
watching a bunch of SNL.
Something with a P. David, like maybe Pumpkins? It auto-corrected to Pumpkin.
No, I think I was watching. No, I remember watching David Pumpkins like recently. I don't know.
Oh, that is actually a person.
David S. Pumpkins. It's that Tom Hanks sketch.
That?
It's the
no
Tom Hanks sketch where he's like, "I'm David Pumpkins," and then it's the two skeletons. It's, like, one of the most famous SNL sketches.
I don't know that one at all.
I mean, look it up. You'll laugh. It's very funny. But
that almost sounded like that. I'm Brian Fellows.
It is. I'm David Pumpkins, man. Okay, anyway.
Heard about Halsey welcoming her first child with her boyfriend, Alev Aiden?
I don't know who either of those people are.
Same. But it is headline news.
What do you keep looking down at there?
I'm looking at the headline news, trying to find something of someone that you and I know, but it's all these people. I have no idea who they are.
Well, I do. Okay, I have a story here now, okay?
Yes.
So I'm listening to Doughboys yesterday. Yes, I know. But Mitch told this story. They were talking about Sharna Halpern, who started, like, UCB and stuff like that. So she just, like, everyone took classes from her, like Amy Poehler, Tina Fey. And they were just talking about Sharna Halpern. And Mitch was like, you know, the first time I met her was, like, in 2007. And his sketch group, the Birthday Boys, got chosen to do, like, an improv cage match, like, teams against each other.
Oh, my God.
With the cast of The Real World. Because the Chicago... No, it was Hollywood. Real World Chicago, which I remember watching. It had
It was during 9/11.
No, that's Chicago.
Yeah, you just said Real World Chicago.
No, then I corrected myself. It's actually Hollywood.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that.
Because there's an Improv Olympics? I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
There's one in both locations. But, so I'm like, I have to see that. And Weiger's like, oh, yes, that's right. That one season of The Real World where their job was to be on a Herald team at a improv. Which I would quit the show. Like, I'd be like,
these are people
they have to do
that
it every
not
day.
Improv people.
No.
That they
so
just
fucking funny.
Threw right
and,
in there.
And Mike's like, it was just so awful. And also, I remember watching that season, it had Joey in it, the one who died. And he was on like a celebrity rehab.
That 3-year age gap. That was beyond.
I bet. Oh, really? I remember watching it. So, this was this day yesterday. And I'm like, I have to see this. Obviously, I have to see this, right? And Mike's like, you know, they didn't really show a lot of us, but he's like, it felt really good because it was like, all of us ugly improv men against all these gorgeous young hot people, and we just like decimated them. We killed them. And then the guest Colt Cabana was like, "Oh, you did? You wanted something that was your profession against all these people who'd never done it before." But I'm like, okay, well, obviously I have to watch this, right?
Yeah.
So you cannot like all of this shit's on Paramount Plus, okay? But guess what? You can't even buy an ad-free version of that, I don't think. So you have to watch... Oh, my God. I could say these commercials to you. And I couldn't figure out what episode it was because it doesn't have any descriptions. So I watched every goddamn episode of this thing. It took me about an hour and a half to watch every episode. And I'm just... If you try to scroll ahead, it rewinds it back. Ugh. And then you have to restart. And it was about 4 minutes of commercial every 5 minutes. And the same, maybe 10 commercials just over and over. Like I could literally say these commercials back to you. And I was getting so fucking annoyed. And there was one episode that I'm like, well, this one's clearly about Joey leaving because it's called Joey's Decision or something. So I skipped over that one, watched all of the like 12 episodes. And then I'm like, I bet it was that one. And so I go and I watch it and I'm like, here it is. They said like, you're going to do a cage match or whatever. And so they go on and they're like, hey, it's so cringy, by the way. I always had to skip over the scenes where they were rehearsing the improv because there's just nothing more uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. There's just nothing more uncomfortable than watching bad improv.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing. And also, like, a couple of them thought they were really good at it, which is even more upsetting
to
watch.
I took 2 improv classes. Oh, I know.
Oh, God.
Maybe worse than watching bad improv is doing it.
I mean, I just,
bombing,
my idea of hell would be having to do improv all the time with, while house music played. So like the 2 things that okay. So we get to it and then he's like, we're Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, otherwise known as WTF. And it shows them doing their little show and it's terrible. And then it goes to the end and they go, all right. And the winners are the Birthday Boys, and they're on screen for 5 seconds. I watched all of it.
Hours.
And then I looked up. I'm like, maybe I can find somewhere on Doughboys Reddit what episode this is, right? So somebody posted like, here it is, here's the episode, and it doesn't say what episode it is, but it did show just that clip of them winning, and then you can see Mike in the background just like clapping. It might be less than 5 seconds, honestly. And then It was cool to see everyone because, like, they're all, like, a lot younger. But yeah. Anyway, I'm like, oh, so they got this clip. But clearly they showed them doing 10 seconds of a sketch just to show the audience that there's another, this is how good improv's done. No, that's it. You don't even see them, like, walking onto the stage. I was
hours of your time for that.
I was. Also, I'm kind of mad at Mitch because he's like, yeah, they didn't show very much of us. No, you needed to be more specific than that.
Any. You should have said any. They didn't show any of
us. I was on screen for less than 5 seconds and I don't even say anything. It was painful. Like, that day was painful.
Okay, no, wait. Hold on a second. You said are all of the previous seasons of Real World are on Paramount Plus?
Okay, so it's like 1 through 7 and then there's like a few that aren't there, but then it's like 20 through 1,000.
One through seven are on there?
Yeah, I think so. Let me check.
So wait, is Paramount Plus, I have to sign up for this and pay a monthly thing?
You probably have it if you have CBS On Demand.
I don't know if I do.
Oh, well, I'll just give you my thing. And I'll make sure.
Wait, so I can watch season 2?
Yeah, but have fun watching it. It's going to take you about 20 hours to watch everything.
No.
Okay, so we have season 1.
For this.
We have season 1, 2, 3.
Season 2, L.A. Season 3, San Francisco. Season 4, London. Season 5, Miami.
That's it.
Oh, I'll take it.
Season 1 through 4.
London is like the forgotten season. No one remembers.
We have 1 through 4, 12, and then 15 through 32.
Wait, well, which one was 12? Is that Vegas?
Let me see.
Because I want to say...
Las Vegas. Yeah, good job.
Is my... no, Hawaii in there?
15 is Philly.
Yeah, I didn't watch that far through. What was Chicago and Hawaii? Because those two I remember for sure. Hawaii was that season with that kid Colin and that girl Amaya who was obsessed with him.
And they were, Austin?
He had no interest in her whatsoever. And it was so cringy to watch.
And then Key Ruby. West. I remember Key West.
Yeah, didn't see that one. Yeah,
three-way in the Real World. Denver.
No, I don't think I watched that one either. Oh, Boston had to have been 6, I want to say.
Okay,
7 was maybe Brooklyn. New Orleans.
God, I do remember all these. I mean, honestly, I would... Yesterday, like, after the first 3 hours of watching this shit, I was looking up. I'm like, I will pay $50 right now if I could just...
Listen, it's somewhere. I've been saying for the last year or two that you cannot find any of the old Real Worlds. At least we got 1 through 4.
I mean, just to have it be ad-free.
Right.
Oh, my God. And, like, the app is not very well done. Like, it's hard to scroll. It's just, but I'll give you my login info. The password isn't the computer-generated one. It's, like, an actual password. Okay. So,
well, listen, I'll you and I have been binging this MTV series that I did not even know was on. And it's on currently. There are current episodes that are coming
out. Justine recommended it for TRP. And I'm like, oh, this looks so good.
And then she told me, watch it.
Yeah, I was like, well, we've picked you 1,000 times. So I'm like, it's going to, but I watched it. And I'm like, I need to talk about this. So I'm like, we'll do this on one of the other podcasts.
Right.
But then you did watch it. And yeah, we're both obsessed with it now.
Yeah, so it's good. I don't think it's on the MTV app or they're locked.
No, it is. Oh, are they locked?
There's certain episodes that are locked. So I found it on, where did I find it? On Hulu.
Okay.
And there's season 1, season 2. Season 2 so far only has like 3 episodes.
3, yeah.
But there's a new one coming out this week. So there's season 1. I want to say it's like 9 or 10 episodes.
Yeah, 10, I think.
But the weird thing was, is that you kept saying season 1, episode 2 is really haunting. It's really freaky.
It's one of the worst things I've ever seen, yeah.
Yeah.
So the only time I've ever seen something that like visually affected me that bad, other than like seeing animals being tortured, is Aunt Diane. Out of the picture of Aunt Diane, because there's
not
no
ready
warning
for it. Yeah,
and it's, I mean, what I like about this show is it has so much security footage. Like it has like body cams. Like I don't know how they're getting all of this from the cops and stuff, but like they have everything. They have all surveillance shit, and it's all the stories are about people like under the age of 21. It's all about like
right
kids.
And you can search, you can find it. It's MTV True Life crime.
Yeah.
And Hulu, don't search it because you won't be able to find it. You have to go to like the Hulu hub for the MTV channel and then search through by title, and it's down by like true crime. It's not easy to find on Hulu, but you bought it on Amazon.
I bought it on Prime.
And Hulu does not have episode 2.
Yeah, I wonder if it's just because it's way too, it's so awful to watch. It's really, really, really rough.
Yeah,
and
you won't watch it. It's a case of mistaken identity, this kid, I don't even know his name, because I saw 2 seconds of the footage of him being dragged, and I couldn't do it. I just can't.
No, it's I wish I'd never seen it. I really, really wish I hadn't seen it. And even Justine warned me, too. She's like, episode 2 is really, really tough to watch. But episode 1, do you want to talk about it?
Yeah, we can talk about
it. Because you're like, I have feelings. Yeah, it's such a good premiere episode. First of all, the host is so he's so good. He's so good at talking
to
people. Domati
Pongo, and he's from Chicago. But I thought you were gonna say something else, because for some reason fucking Neve from Catfish, who is right up there, I'm gonna put him right next to Nick Carter as the people whose face just make
punchable.
Me angry. Like, I just want to walk up to him and just high-five him right in the face.
We don't need this. Like, people will still watch the show if Neve isn't in it.
Neve at the beginning. And Neve has this thing where either he wears shirts that are cut just below his hairy neckline.
I think it's the same shirt. I think he
changes.
Oh, are they different?
It's either just below his hairy neckline, or it's a turtleneck. It's one or the other. So he's got this, like, it's just his cockiness. He's like, I'm me from Catfish. That's his first line.
But the nice thing is that
you don't do anything else.
He talks for maybe 20 seconds, but there's an option to skip the intro, and it'll take you to just the last 5 seconds.
I didn't know that. Oh, I'm
And it just starts with him being like, tonight's case is this, and then it goes over to Pongo.
Absolutely. And then you never see him again. Not even at the end.
God,
he doesn't even wrap it up.
No,
nope. You're gone.
Which is great. Great.
All right, let's have Domati Pongo at the beginning giving us the intro. What do you hear?
So good, dude. Like, when he talks to people, he's so engaged.
Yes.
His voice, he's very, very sexy. And he seems like he really cares.
Genuine.
He's like, oh my god, that's awesome. Like, tell me more. She sounds really funny. Wow. Like, oh, that's terrible. He's a great interviewer.
Yeah, when he gets choked up. Oh my god. The episodes that really got me was, the first one for sure. And maybe it's because I remember this happening in real time, because it was Oh, but again, it's maybe because it's just kind of around me.
Oh, it was in Chicago. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was actually in Rosemont, which is like around O'Hare Airport. Like, you drive by that hotel every time you're in that area.
Is it like a trashy motel?
No, it's just like the Rosemont.
Didn't ever get security.
Well, yeah. I might have been at like a teacher conference at that place one time. I don't know. It's just like the Rosemont whatever hotel. Okay, so
I'm gonna get her name.
I think
her
name
was, keep talking.
If I remember correctly, it's Janika.
Oh, yeah, good job. That is right. I think.
Remind me the last name.
I'm looking at
Jensen, I wanna say. Something
Jenkins?
Similar. Jenkins, yes.
Janika Jenkins.
Janika Jenkins. Oh. And this might ring a bell. She was at a hotel party, because they all lived in an area or neighborhood of Chicago, Humboldt Park maybe, where it was, like, really dangerous, so they would just go and, like, rent a hotel room or whatever. They go party at the hotel. So it was a bunch of people, and there's footage of her walking around the hotel, clearly severely intoxicated. She can't walk straight.
Yeah.
She's bumping into walls.
Oh, God, I've been there, I guess, or I can at least imagine.
I don't know.
Like, just where she's... And it, honestly, I'm going to come right out and say this right now. I don't think that there was any foul play. She was just fucking wasted. She's like she's dragging herself against the wall because she can't hold herself up. And like, I can put myself in that body. I don't ever get that drunk when I'm not away from my house. So like, if I ever was that drunk, I would probably just pass out in bed and I would never know.
Although
all I had to do was walk to my
bed. She did have medication in her system that was like an anti-seizure, anti-migraine medication. But someone gave it to her. Maybe someone slipped it in her drink. Absolutely a possibility. Maybe someone gave it to her and said, her family said, like, she never had migraines or anything.
Well, she was wasted, though. She probably had a headache. Somebody maybe had a migraine medication.
Okay, maybe. Maybe someone put it in her drink, or maybe someone said it was whatever pills kids take these days that do something. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. But she's, then at one point.
But her blood alcohol level on top of that, they never said exactly what it was, but
that's right, they didn't.
It was very, very high, even at the time that they
had done.
Because
she's so young. Like, even if these kids, like, can drink, have been drinking for 2 years, they don't have the tolerance of somebody,
right,
like, in their 20s or 30s or 40s. And like, she was doing shots after shot.
The hotel. And at, like, at what point, what got me how intoxicated she was.
The railing?
Yeah, besides the wall was, yeah, the stairs. Like, she goes over by these stairs, but she ends up, like, throwing herself over the railing. Almost,
she kind
like,
of crashes into it, herself. Where, like, you can imagine that, like, if you hit it right there, you'd have a huge bruise, like, right on your
huge
pelvis.
Huge bruise, and you would knock the wind out of yourself.
Yeah, and then, so she falls, like, and then she catches herself on the railing, which I was impressed with. It's like, that was a good catch.
Absolutely, but somehow she finds herself in the basement of the hotel in,
in an
kitchen.
Unused kitchen, like a kitchen that wasn't used by anyone.
Right.
And she'd been wandering around for like over an hour.
Over an hour, my God.
That's what's weird, is like there's nobody fucking watching these cameras.
Yeah. Right? Or it would like set off an alarm or something. She wanders into a kitchen and it's almost, she ends up in a freezer. Okay, like a walk-in freezer. But the way the doors was, it almost looks like you would open one door and it was like the refrigerator, and then you would like turn to another door, which would lead to another freezer room. Did you see that? It was almost like a two-step process where the first door was open to maybe what would have been the fridge. Again, like you said, wasn't being used.
And then I looked at a bunch of other security like pictures and stuff. Cause I like looked up other news things and they did show a couple more angles and stuff.
Okay.
You can never see her walk into the freezer,
right,
but she was wasted. She's clearly trying to find her room. Mm-hmm. She has no idea where she is. She sees a door. She walks in. It's probably like nice and cool in there.
That's what I thought. I'm like, listen, when I've been that drunk and wasted, and if you start
you're like
feel nauseous, you're boiling. And she's wearing jeans and a denim jacket.
Yeah.
And I could see her being like, okay. Or just passing out right there. Like, okay, this feels good. And
I think
pass
that's
out.
Exactly what happened. And when you're cold, it puts you to sleep quicker. And she's already wasted. I think, she got in
and
there.
She froze to death.
Yeah, she was like, and she lied down. She's like, this seems like a moment where I can just kind of lie down. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, that doesn't make sense because there was an emergency switch. She doesn't know that. She doesn't even know where she
is. Well, the door, right where the door handle is, you just like push it and it opens. So she didn't get locked in. It was functioning. So what happened was her family calls a couple hours later because the friends can't find her. They look, they can't find her. The security in the hotel says you can't be wandering the hotel, which I can't kind of understand them. Like, we can't have you wandering all around the hotel. But when they said we can't find our friend, absolutely, they should have gone looking.
Yeah.
For sure. Especially if you know it's a minor or a young woman.
Yeah, that's what you
would
have done. I know that's what you would have done.
So they call the police, and the police are like, well, give it a couple more hours. She might show up. Call us back if you can't find her.
Do you find it weird that the fridge was on, by the way? Because it was a non-functioning kitchen. So it seems like they wouldn't use the energy to keep the fridge cold. There was nothing in there. It was completely empty.
They probably had it down a little lower, but I think if you turn it all the way off, then you run the risk of it just getting, like, moldy and gross. And,
I guess that's true,
So, a day later, like almost a full 24 hours later, the police are back and, you know, they're wrapping things up or trying to look for her. And someone who works at the hotel finally just happens to go down, sees her body, and very calmly just like walks away and goes and tells the police. So that was really the first cue where her family was suspicious, because they're like, well, if you walked in and saw a dead body, wouldn't you just go running out and be like,
No one knows what you would do. I think this guy was in fucking shock.
Yeah, I kind of think the same thing. Like, I think I would at least have a little fire under my ass. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, scurrying.
Or it might just be that he's like, okay.
Oh my God,
all right. Okay,
ooh,
here we go.
Ooh.
Yeah. What is this on you here?
What do I have, something on me?
No, like that. Is that like from a shop?
Probably a mystery bruise.
The other side. No, it's like a perp. No, the other one. Other one. Other shoulder. Yeah, what's that? Is it a bruise?
I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, it looks like a bumper shot.
You know what?
Or a booster shot.
It's probably a mystery bruise. Feels like it. I mean, I'm over 40.
I've been staring at it the whole time.
These things happen.
I was like, is she old enough to have had one of those like shots that like does the indent in your arm?
Yeah, it looks like a bruise or like a birthmark. Maybe I never knew I had.
It's purple. All right.
I fell asleep in the freezer last night. Ooh, that was really in poor taste.
You crashed into a railing.
Okay, so they find her body, but her family is convinced that someone was chasing her, that they attacked her, raped her, drugged her, and left her there because they don't know about this medication. So, I mean, the medication is
suspect,
a question. But I'm with you because I think it was her sister who said, obviously she was attacked because her hands, and she kind of made like a claw motion. But I think that's what's going to happen when your body is dead for 24 hours and you're in a freezer.
And you're cold, her head is kind of buried into the corner.
Yeah,
so
almost
I wonder
like she was like cozying up, sort of. Right?
Or it could be that she hits, like she maybe got in there, crashed into something, and then like slid into the wall and then just never woke up. Yeah. She had one shoe off, but I think maybe she kicked it. A sign of hypothermia is that people take their clothes off. So maybe she was just kicking a shoe off or something. Like she was wasted. She went into hypothermia.
Little scratches on her ankle. And I mean, clearly, you've been looking at a bruise that I've had. I mean, you fall down on a tile floor.
Yeah, it was a brick floor. Yeah. It's a brick floor, so if she even turned around once, it probably just scraped it. I just don't see how...
And no signs of assault. Her pants were on. Her
pants were on.
Everything was on.
No sexual assault.
And then they had that expert who did that whole report on the footage being doctored because her family was like, well, it had to have been edited. That no one else was in the hallways those hours. They must have edited the tape to cut someone out of it. And they had that guy that was like, no, there's no possible way because this type of file extension can't be transferred by a .exe file.
You'd have to transfer it into a different thing, do the doctoring, but then there's no way to transfer it back
there
into
is
the...
no current programming to get it back to that.
Which is fascinating to me.
But her family is absolutely convinced, and they filed a wrongful death suit, which, I mean, they may have something with that, because the hotel absolutely did not do what they should have done to keep anyone there safe.
And I've kind of obviously see how you want to have some more answers or explanation than my... But the security footage, I think just, it's an open and shut case. She's wasted. And she's wandering around, she's looking for her room, she found a door, and... She didn't get out after that.
Yeah, I'm going to lay here. And maybe she was very close to the door. And I almost wondered if she was trying to, like, kick the door open to prop it open. Like, oh, they'll see me laying in here. Like, when my friends come down here, they'll find me.
And I don't even know if she had that much thought. I think she was just in a complete blackout. And, like, I would like to think that she probably didn't go through any pain because she just passed out.
Well, she probably just passed out, went to sleep.
Yeah.
And the one officer made the retired officer made a really good point. He's like, listen, the difference between you and I sitting here right now in 30 degrees is us sitting here having a conversation and us both being dead. Temperature sitting here over time,
like
this just happens.
Two, three degree change can completely, like, kill you.
I'm with you. I mean, I would love to hear if people have other things that didn't come up in this. But, again, this reporter, this journalist, Domati Pongo, I mean, great name, by the way.
Oh, it's a hot name.
And it so fits him. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Although, I think he owns 22, and it's pretty gross.
I don't think he's 22. No, he seems
very young.
He's got to be, like, in his 30s. I'm going to look it up.
No, I doubt he's 30. With that skin, it's like peaches and cream. He's just, like, this perfect specimen. But he did the hard thing and said to her family, look, we did all of this. We interviewed a technology expert, and they have no signs of anything being doctored or edited. And he had to say that to them. And they were like, nope, we don't accept that. We still think something happened. But he did the hard thing and did tell them that.
Ooh, I'm at his website. He's so fucking hot. like, truly.
What is it? DomatiPongo.com?
Domati.net.
Ooh, just first
I don't know why that was
gas-inducing.
I'm trying to see his age.
Should we wiki him? I mean,
I don't know. I don't think he has a wiki.
I can find out anything. Oh.
Let's see where he graduated.
DomatiPongo. Oh, age. I mean, it came right up.
Oh, okay.
I found his LinkedIn, guys. It was the first thing that came up.
He's, like, done a lot. He won best COVID-19 awareness related content.
Wow, that's a very specific category.
Yeah, I know. I think it's my favorite
program director at Illinois Media, morning news anchor, WGN. He went to Southern. Okay, so we can figure this out. Get your mapping skills ready.
Well, here's something. He's in 40 Game Changers under 40 in 2018.
Oh, he's definitely under 40. Okay, so he graduated from Southern Illinois from SIU in 2011. So 2011.
So yeah, he's
you graduate college. What?
I graduated college. My undergrad.
22.
Yeah, I graduated my undergrad in 2006. No, 2004. So he's like 11.
2011 minus. Let's just say 22. Let's say he's old for his age. 1989. He was born then. Would that be about right?
Sure.
So 2021 minus 1989.
So he's 30.
32. I refuse to believe it. Nope, I don't. There's no way 32? He's 32.
Oh, yeah.
He's like a baby. I mean, it makes me feel less of a creeper, but I don't know.
He's a hottie. I mean, he has a lot of credits and a lot of awards.
Distinguished Alumni. Excellence in Media Award from Northeastern Illinois University.
Everybody go watch this show. It's awesome. And like just especially for him. Like he's just go see what a good host looks like because we haven't seen one in quite a while.
And we say it looks like, we mean looks like. Oh, he's got an Instagram, guys. Domati_. I think he needs to work on that. That's a little tough.
Also, it's weird he has a .net website. But anyway, I have to go and walk a cat right now.
Okay. I'm going to log into my Facebook and I'm going to follow him on Facebook because all the kids are doing these days. They're like big on Facebook, right?
Oh, but also guys, episode 7 I think is really good. Did you watch that one?
The one with the
they found a car parked in the bridge and they couldn't tell if it was suicide or if it was like a murder.
Yes.
Did you watch that one?
Yes, I did. I believe so.
Do you remember how it ended?
No, so maybe I didn't.
Okay, because you'd remember. It was shocking.
Okay, no, I didn't see that one. The last one I watched was the Cheyenne Reservation.
Cheyenne Reservation.
Where the couple... Well, I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's...
Well, what's the plot?
There is a Native American woman who goes missing on the 4th of July... And she has
I don't think I watched this one.
Son. Okay, that might be episode...
I think it's the last episode. Okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Everyone go check
it out.
All
right. Okay, well, a little bit of everything there for this episode.
Yeah.
Please check out our Patreons and also our Twitter and our Instagram, which we're a little active on. We got to get hopping over there.
Yeah.
tell them what's coming up this week on Patreons while I pull up our Facebook and Instagram or... You know.
All right. Total Request Podcast this week. We are doing... Fuck. I know that Jody assigned me. We're doing this, like, Friday. I
Mama
make this
June,
the last thing I have
hot
to
hot or not.
Oh, Mama June Hot or Not. Not from Not to Hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But somebody needs to suggest an episode for us. I'm not, like, wading through the waters of that. And then Jody assigned me to be the worst. So four fucking segments of Comedians in Cars Getting Caught. No. Carpool Karaoke. Carpool Karaoke. My dad just texted me.
I wonder if Amanda loves James Corden, so she's going to watch the episode James and Celine Dion, Madonna, Broadway stars Lin-Manuel Miranda, Amanda's absolute favorite. She's like so horny for Lin-Manuel.
I think he's one of the most talented people of our generation.
Absolutely, but he's a little child actory. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah, like, oh my god, just go away.
He's not
TikToks
sexy.
Are so
he's not sexy.
I think he could be sexy if he wasn't so just like
waka waka.
Good ship. Lollipop. Oh, yeah, here's me again. Like he just does every interview. And the fact that he wrapped his acceptance speech for the Tonys, and at one point he says like, "Yo, Mr. Sondheim, look, I've made a hat where there never was a hat." And it's like,
oh. Are you sure you're not a fan? Because that one just rolled right off the top of your memory.
That's because it's a line from it's from Finishing the Hat from Sunday in the Park with George, with Sondheim. I just remember like that being a huge point of cringe. Oh. Look, Mr. Sondheim, I made a hat where there wasn't a hat, a Spanish hat at that. That's what it was, a Spanish hat at that. Or right, which, well, yeah, that's a good rhyme, but you don't have to just accept your fucking origin. You don't have to wrap it. You don't have to wrap it is the point here. I don't want to watch it.
I also made her watch a fourth episode, and it's James going to the Friends reunion.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be just as cringy, because Jennifer Aniston's really cringy in that whole reunion.
I bet you can't guess what's the first song they all sing together.
Oh, God. And they're all like... Uh-huh. They're all like really... Remember that? Remember the clapping?
And then, of course, we are continuing our Seeking Sister Wife watching from season one.
Wrapping that up.
And Family Therapy with
We're going on the camping trip on Seeking Sister Wife. On that camping trip. Yeah, so I think we'll do that tomorrow.
Whoa. And...
And Family Therapy.
Yes. And you can follow us on Instagram at We Love to Hate Pod. And on Twitter, Love to Hate Pod.
Oh, I didn't even know we had a Twitter.
Yeah, I told you, but that's okay. I've been managing it all on my own. Totally fine. You tell me what?
Yeah, no, Jody does the brunt of this.
I've also been tagging you on my Instagram account at Real TV Pod in several Lin-Manuel Miranda tweets. Yes, but I don't think
you've
gone
Amanda.
On.
Oh, I haven't. I don't even know what that login is.
It's your Amanda Loves to Hate Teen Mom account.
I'm not on Instagram.
Twitter.
That's Twitter. Okay, Twitter. Gotcha.
Yes.
You're the Nick Weiger of this podcast, and I'm the Mitchell. Like, you're the one that does far more.
Oh, no. That's not true.
Well, a lot more technically. Anyway.
All right, we love you guys.
Yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed that.
Next week.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.